Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you want to be wise?
Yes.
Then what? What do you got to receive? Instruction and reproof or correction and even, can you? Can you take it? While you're turning back to Proverbs, let me finish reading Hebrews to you. We didn't finish, but I'll read it while you're finding your place there. He said, have you forgotten the encouraging words? Don't be angry when the Lord punishes you. Don't be discouraged when He has to show you where you're wrong. For if He chastens you, if He corrects you, it proves that He loves you.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Yes,
whom He loves, He chastens, He corrects. Now, this is not just instruction. How many understand the difference between instruction and correction? You're being corrected. Somebody's telling you, no, that's not right. That's wrong. This is right. Should you just automatically get your feelings hurt if that happens?
No.
Should it be a strange thing that that happens to you?
No.
No. That should be happening all along with all of us.
Yes.
That we're shown this is not right, this is wrong. You thought this was right, but it's not. This is right. Correction. It says, it proves that you're really His child. Let God train you. For He's doing what any loving father does for his children. Who ever heard of a son who was never corrected? Well, that's what we're saying. If God doesn't correct you, chasten you, punish you when you need it, as other fathers chasten their sons, it means you're not really God's son at all. And you don't belong in the family. Since we respect our fathers here on earth, though they punish and correct us, should we not all the more cheerfully submit to God's training so we can begin really to live? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I didn't see this when we first started on it, but I now begin to see some where we're going. The Lord told me this some years ago. I wrote it down. Let me share it with you. He said to me, Keith, the thing that might challenge you, aggravate you, maybe anger you the most, if you would receive it and deal with it, would be the thing that would cause you to grow the biggest and the quickest. How many know there are areas where people get touchy? Husbands and wives get touchy with each other about an area and they come to find out, we can't talk about that. Just because you don't talk about it doesn't make it all right. And does not make it go away. And these things don't just evaporate because of time. It takes humility. And it takes faith. To be able to look the thing in the eye, and even if it's ugly, and it's me, be a man, be a woman, step up and look it in the eye and judge it. Go, yeah, I've been like that, and it ain't right. I've been like that for 20 years. I've been like that for 40 years, and it ain't right. But then don't just stop there and be condemned. Have enough faith, right? To believe I can overcome.
Amen.
I can be like Jesus in this area.
Amen.
I can change.
Amen.
But if you're so touchy, if you're so sensitive that you can't receive any instruction and correction, much less a rebuke about it, then you will not get past it. You will not get beyond it. Have you seen people get so touchy about their weight? Oh. Don't bring up my weight. That is off limits. And you're in bondage. And you're going to stay there. How many understand there is wisdom from God how to get off that excess? I said, oh, you done going to meddling now, Brother Keith. I ain't running for anything. There's not going to be an election, no vote. I care about you being happy, having victory. Life's too short to have something kick you and defeat you decade after decade like there's no power in God to overcome it. How many believe there is wisdom in God? No matter what you've been dealing with, how long this thing's been defeating you, there's wisdom in God. And grace in God to win it, to overcome it. But you can't be touchy about it, or else you will not receive your instruction and your correction. Can't be touchy about your money, about your financial problems. There's folks that are so touchy. Their finances are in such a mess. They're behind. They owe everybody. Everything is such a mess. Oh, but don't you bring it up. Ooh, no, no. That's my business. Well, your business is messed up. Yeah, but it's my messed up business. Well, yeah. And depending on how long you want it to stay messed up, you got to get over being touchy. As long as you are touchy and will not receive instruction and correction, you're being a fool in that area, because fools despise instruction. Are you there in Proverbs? Let's finish reading this. One, we stopped in one. Verse 23, turn at my reproof. Behold, I'll pour out my spirit to you. I'll make known my words to you. Now let's back up. If you do what? You got to turn means to change. Turn around. That's repentance. At my reproof. Because I called and you what? Refused. I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught my counsel. You would none of my reproof. He said you wouldn't have it. You wouldn't hear it. Friends, don't turn me off now. Can you stay with me a few minutes? There are people sitting in here right now, people watching by the internet, and you've done that. In your marriage, there are stuff you've dared your spouse. Don't you even talk to me about that. And you refused reproof. You would have none of it. Don't try to correct me. There are people that's been in and out of churches. And they've been in three different churches over the past several years where their ministers tried to talk to them about that and they would not hear it. And so they just changed churches. And nobody talks to me about that. Notice what it goes on to say. You've said it not all wisdom's counsel. You would none of wisdom's reproof. What's going to happen to them? He said, I'm going to laugh at your calamity. And mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation, your destruction comes like a whirlwind. Distress and anguish comes on you. Now let's just stop right here. See, this is what people don't see. They see people in terrible turmoil and how bad it is, but they didn't see when God tried to talk to them about it 30 years ago. Did you hear me? And tried to talk to them again and sent people and they would not have it. Don't talk to me about that. Well, destruction will come. He said, verse 28, then they'll call me, but I won't answer. They'll seek me early. Well, then, but they won't find me then. For why? Verse 29. For that they hated knowledge and they did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised what? All my reproof. They despised it. See, a wise man, it reminds me of my youth. My dad put me in a school of martial arts when I was 10 years old. And they were old school, concrete floors and no pads. And the instructors, yeah, ouch. And the instructors were very, very strict. And man, you know, when you were sitting watching somebody else spar or do something, you did not lean up against the wall. You did not lean up against each other. You crossed your legs a certain way. You sat erect. And, you know, you responded correctly. A lot of discipline, almost military. And it's good. It helped me. I think it's great. But the instructor would come by, and maybe your stance is not right. And so he'd come by, and he'd move you, and he'd go, you know, bark at you, sometimes in Japanese, you know. And so then, you know, you try to make it right. Now, if he did that about three times, the next thing you'd feel is you bouncing off the concrete floor. They'd just come and sweep you, and boom. Now, what you're supposed to do is pop up and say, "Thank you, sir." Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Why? Because I didn't get it the first three times. And I needed something to help me focus and concentrate better. And my instructor is helping me out. Right? He's showing me the right way to do it. And in time to come, you really are glad because it pays off. How many know we ought to have that mentality? We got that much sense in natural stuff. That's what he's saying in Hebrews. How much more if the Father God corrects you?
Yes.
Even if it's stern. What should you say?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. God corrects you through somebody. Through your leaders. Through your fellow Christian. Through somebody else. A wise man, a wise woman sees the value. And instead of getting their feelings hurt and getting touchy and getting miffed, they go, "Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out to me. Thank you for helping me with that. Thank you." I'm talking about Faith Life Church people now.
Yes.
Wise people who say, "Thank you." Yeah, thank you. How many times have you seen people in simple stuff? They're doing something wrong and somebody who's got 20 years experience and it points it out to them, says, "Well, you know, you might want to do this and this." And they go, "Well, I know what I'm doing." That's a fool. Here's somebody who's got 10 times their experience trying to help them out and they can't take an instruction. That's a fool. A wise person will say, "Thank you." Anything else? A wise person loves instruction. Loves correction. Loves it. Why? Because that he or she sees the value of it. They know, man, this could save me from tearing up my equipment. Save me from wasting money. Save me from wasting half a day. Right? Save me, right? Wise person sees the value.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Instruction and Correction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602D. That's R1602D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you, God.